Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Wednesday Night Readings with Diane Lenning and co-host Nancy. Begin shortly. We will be joined tonight with our Tari co-host, Nancy. Welcome to Wednesday Night Readings with Diane Lenning. I believe chapter 5. We'll begin shortly. With Diane Lenning. This is your host, Diane Lenning, coming to you live from the United States of America, reaching out to all the world, but tonight especially Thailand and Asia and the Eastern Hemisphere. Our co-host tonight is Nancy, who will be sharing in Thai. We are so glad you are here with us tonight. And I believe we're going to be reading in Chapter 5 of Revelation. I'm trying to do one a month. So since this is May, that should be Chapter 5. But if we need to make an adjustment, Nancy will let us know when she joins us. So let's begin tonight and bow our heads together and say a word of prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you so much for this opportunity to join together and share in reading the scripture. We are so grateful for the modern mechanisms and technology to help everyone who wants to hear this around the world to hear it, and that it is available to each person in the world in some way, either on the internet and on their computer. We pray, Lord, that you would bless those tonight who are in need of certain assistance from God. Perhaps they need a job, or perhaps they need to complete their education, or perhaps members in their family or they themselves are sick. Lord, we pray for those who have inflammatory diseases such as arthritis and lupus and fibromyalgia, and we pray for those, Lord, who might have cancer in many places. It could be of the brain or the throat or the esophagus or the pancreas or liver or colon or breast cancer. Lord, we just pray that you would touch them all tonight and help them to feel the touch of Jesus in their life and to be healed. In the name of Jesus. Lord, we pray for salvation for all those who are listening tonight who do not yet know the Lord as their Savior. We pray, Lord, for opportunity for each one to make the choice to join you and us as a part of the family of God in heaven hereafter. Lord, we pray that you would anoint the speakers tonight, that the word would become alive, real, and relevant to all who hear it, and that you would give each one greater and in-depth understanding of what revelation means. And we just praise you for it. Hallelujah. We praise you, Jesus. Thank you for it, Lord. We thank you for the healing touch. We pray for those in our church family who have friends and relatives that they'd like to come to know the Lord that have not yet. Lord, we pray for my friends, one remaining out of nine. I don't want to say her name publicly, but she and I talked not too long ago. And we're trusting and believing, Lord, for that one remaining person in her family to come to know the Lord and dedicate him or herself to you, Lord, to your service. We pray that you would bless us all in Jesus' name. Amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Let's just worship together a minute, Lord. Thank you, Jesus, for your many blessings, and for those blessings that are yet to be given. Lord, help us to reach for the unexpected and to believe for the difficult for us to achieve. For we know nothing is impossible with God. Nothing is impossible with God, my brothers and sisters. Nothing is impossible with God. He can do whatever we ask or think, and He knows what we need or what our heart's desire is before we even ask. All you have to do is ask and believe. God gives us a choice as individuals to be independent and make our own choices and our own decisions. But of course, He hopes that all of us would become a part of God's family. For we are finding in the book of Revelation what is to come yet. Some of it we've seen to come and we're in the middle of it, and some is yet to come. It is indeed the most interesting book of the Bible to me. I love reading Revelation. On Friday nights, if you want to go faster, we have already finished the book of Revelation, and I will be starting again this Friday night, the second time around, with a different approach. I will be reading the chapters and the cross-reference verses that go with it. Now, there are too many to read all of them, but I will read many of them that will connect the books of the Bible throughout, and you will see the importance of how the Bible connects. Tonight we will be reading in chapter 5. So far Nancy hasn't called in. I hope she's all right. I didn't touch bases with her before, but I'm relying on her to remember the night. But I know sometimes things happen. A month ago, I fell on Wednesday afternoon and broke my arm and injured my lower back, and the Lord is healing me and touching me, and I'm going through physical therapy. My arm is doing better. I can start lifting things, but my lower back is still really sore, so I appreciate your prayers on my behalf. But we are going to take a short break, and we'll worship the Lord together with "Lord, I Lift Your Name on High," and this is sung by Stuart Townsend. Remember that you can Google these names of all the songs I give. "Lord, I Lift Your Name on High" is the one tonight, and you can download these for a fee if you like and listen anytime you want. Listen and worship the Lord together. "Lord, I Lift Your Name on High." I'll be right back, so stay tuned. Have sung before, but it's the 11th verse of chapter 4. "Thou art worthy, Thou art worthy, Thou art worthy, O Lord, Thou art worthy to receive glory, glory and honor and power, for Thou hast praise the name of the Lord. I don't know why that last song stopped, but I'm going to try another one, and perhaps it will work right, because I like to hear the whole song. Let's try How Great Is Our God. Stay with me. It is sung by Bethany Dillon. How Great Is Our God. I'll stay on this time in case it stops.
The splendor of a king, clothed in majesty, let all the earth rejoice, all the earth rejoice. He wraps himself in light, and darkness tries to hide, and trembles at his voice, trembles at his voice. How great
tried to email me. I haven't had time to check my emails before I came on the radio tonight. I'm moving kind of slowly this month, having fallen and hurt myself. So, but that's okay, because she can call in and make up next time. But I could still read in English, and you could still follow along. And it's good to try just English sometimes if you're a Thai speaker or speak another language, and see how much of it you can pick up. The more you hear it, the better. So we're going to read in chapter 5 tonight of Revelation. And in this chapter, we're talking about the book is sealed with seven seals, which only the Lamb that was slain is worthy to open. Now we know that Lamb that was slain is Jesus, because we've read about that already last year in John. In the first verse it says, "And I saw in the right hand of him that sat on the throne a book written within and on the backside, sealed with seven seals." Now, we know that the number seven, I always call it God's special number, but he likes, seems to like seven and three. But there are 7 days of the week, and he has seven seals and seven this and seven that throughout the Bible, but especially in Revelation. So I don't understand totally the significance of seven, but I remember hearing when I was young that some people believed seven was perhaps a number of completion, in which things are completed when they're finished by the number seven. Verse 2, "And I saw a strong angel proclaiming with a loud voice, 'Who is worthy to open the book and to loose the seals thereof?' And no man in heaven, nor in earth, neither under the earth, was able to open the book, neither to look thereon. And I wept much, because no man was found worthy to open and to read the book, neither to look thereon. And one of the elders saith unto me, 'Weep not. Behold, the Lion of the tribe of Judah, the Root of David, hath prevailed to open the book and to loose the seven seals thereof.'" Yes, Jesus was a descendant of David, wasn't he? And a descendant in the tribe of Judah. Verse 6, "And I beheld, and lo, in the midst of the throne, and of the four beasts, living creatures, and in the midst of the elders, stood a lamb, as it had been slain, having seven horns, and seven eyes, which are the seven spirits of God, sent forth into all the earth." Now, the seven spirits of God is an interesting phrase. Perhaps we'll figure that out more as we read throughout the rest of Revelation. But we know that there were this book was sealed with seven seals. And we're going to talk about vials, and we've talked about candlesticks. But now we're looking at seven spirits of God sent forth into all the earth. And I'm sure, don't you think, that each one of these spirits of God will have a mission according to God's plan? Verse 7, "And he came and took the book out of the right hand of him that sat upon the throne. And when he had taken the book, the four beasts or living creatures and 24 elders fell down before the Lamb, having every one of them harps and golden vials or bowls full of odors or incense, which are the prayers of the saints. And they sung a new song, saying, 'Thou art worthy to take the book and to open the seals thereof.'" And that's what I just sang a while ago when I sang verse 11. "Thou art worthy, O Lord, to receive glory and honor." But this verse 9 says, "Thou art worthy to take the book and to open the seals thereof, for thou wast slain and hast redeemed us," or purchased us, "God, by thy blood, out of every kindred and tongue and people and nation." Well, we're going to take a short break here and play another song for your enjoyment, and I will check my emails and see if Nancy has contacted me. Let's listen to "We Will Glorify." We Will Glorify. Praise the name of the Lord. We'll be right back. Twyla Paris. Be right back.
We will glorify the King of Kings.
We just pray that whatever it is that's keeping Nancy from calling in, that that hurdle be taken away and that she can call in. I did not see an email, so we'll believe that she can call in. Sometimes the system doesn't work. I got a notification this week from Blog Talk that they've had a lot of cyber attacks from people around the world who apparently, in their meanness, try to keep people from doing the things they're doing. So when we pray tonight before we're closed, we're just going to pray for a radio system that when it's attacked, that it will be protected. So we are continuing on in verse 10, chapter 5 of Revelation, and has made us unto our God kings, a kingdom and priests, and we shall reign on the earth. And I beheld, and I heard the voice of many angels round about the throne and the beast and the elders, and the number of them was 10,000 times 10,000 and thousands of thousands, saying with a loud voice, Worthy is the Lamb that was slain to receive power and riches and wisdom and strength and honor and glory and blessing. And every creature which is in heaven and on the earth and under the earth, and such as are in the sea, and all that are in them, heard I saying, Blessing and honor and glory and power be unto him that sitteth upon the throne, and unto the Lamb forever and ever. And the four beasts, living creatures, said, Amen. And the 24 elders fell down and worshipped him that liveth forever and ever. Praise be the name of the Lord. We will read more tonight if Nancy doesn't call in, so stay with us. But what I'd like to do right now is give opportunity for those who haven't yet to come to know the Lord. But if you'd like to call in tonight, it's a good night. Our toll-free number is 1-877-497-9937. Again, that number is 1-877-497-9937. And you can contact me via email at diane@lenning.com. In John 3:16, it says, For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. It also says in John 1:2, But as many as received him, to them he gave the right to become children of God. So when you receive the Lord Jesus as your Savior and Lord, you are now, by right, a child of God and in God's family. In Romans 5:8, it says, But God proves his love for us, that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. John 14:6, Jesus saith unto him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh to the Father but by me. So we can pray to the Father, but in Jesus' name. Jesus is our advocate and our go-between to the Father God. John 10:10, it says, I am come that they might have life, and that they might have it more abundantly. Praise be the name of the Lord. Isaiah 53:4-5, Surely he hath borne our grief and carried our sorrows. Yet we did esteem him stricken, smitten of God and afflicted. But he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and with his stripes we are healed. In Matthew 8:16-17, And when evening had come, they brought to him many who were demon-possessed, and he cast out the spirits with a word and healed all who were ill, in order that what was spoken through Isaiah, the prophet, might be fulfilled. He himself took our infirmities and carried away our diseases. So in Jesus' name, we can cast out spirits. 1 Peter 2:24, and he himself bore our sins in his body on the cross, that we might die to sin and live to righteousness. For by his wounds you were healed. That's 1 Peter 2:24, and I like that phrase in the middle, that we might die to sin and live in righteousness. In other words, when we die to sin, we're going to stop sinning. We're going to stop doing those things of the old man or the old woman, of the way we were before we came to know the Lord. And we are going to live righteously according to the Lord. If you'd like to receive the Lord Jesus as your Savior, please let's bow our heads and fold your hands and say this prayer with me. Dear Heavenly Father, I know that I am separated from you, but I want to be with you. I believe Christ died on the cross and shed his blood for my sins, and I receive your forgiveness, and I receive salvation. I am willing to turn from my way and go your way. Lord Jesus, I now invite you into my heart as my personal Lord and Savior. I will follow and obey you as the Lord of my life. In Jesus' name, amen. Praise the name of the Lord. The angels in heaven are singing and praising the Lord right now because you, my brother and sister, my new brother and sister, have joined the family of God, have received salvation, and now will have not only the gift of salvation, but you will have eternal life. Praise the Lord for that. Praise the Lord for eternal salvation. Hallelujah. Praise the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. We are going to continue on and read in chapter 6. But we will take a break in a moment. Before we do, I want to tell you that I feel led tonight to pray for those who might be plagued or possessed by spirits that you want out of your life. We're going to pray for that in a bit, right after this song. So let's sing a song that really lifts up the Lord, and we'll be right back, and we're going to pray for those who want to be delivered from evil spirits that are in their lives and they don't want with them anymore. In Christ Alone, Joanne Hogg. We'll be right back. In Christ alone, we can be delivered and receive salvation and eternal life. Praise the name.
Christ alone, my heart is found. He is my light, my strength, my song. This cornerstone, this solid ground, firm through the fiercest trial.
Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Have you been hearing voices? Have you had some feeling like something influences you to do things that you don't understand why you do it? Would you like to be delivered tonight or today? The Lord God will deliver you in the name of Jesus. It says in Matthew 8, 16 and 17 that they brought many who were demon-possessed before him, and he cast out the spirits with a word and healed all who were ill. Are you sick? Are you ill? And you'd like to be healed? Let's believe together right now in the name of Jesus. All those who are demon-possessed and filled with spirits, the Lord deliver you right now in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, we cast those spirits out. In the name of Jesus, right now, Lord. And those who are healed, we thank you for it, Lord. We pray for healing in the name of Jesus. And that those spirits never return. Now, it says elsewhere in the scripture that once your house or your spiritual house, your inner being has been swept clean, then you need to fill it with the scriptures. And with learning how to be a Christian, or they will come in seven times worse. And so if you feel them coming back to taunt you, you say, get thee behind me, Satan, in the name of Jesus. I don't accept you. Go away now in the name of Jesus. I do not allow you in my temple in the name of Jesus. I'm God's child. I serve God, and I will not accept those demons or evil spirits in the name of Jesus. We believe it. Amen. Amen. For we know that Jesus himself took our infirmities, our illnesses, and carried away our diseases. I believe it right now. There are many who are being swept clean, so to speak, in their hearts and their temples within their bodies. We believe it. Praise the name of the Lord. Many people are being healed. Just praise and thank the Lord. Thank you, Jesus, for the healing you're giving. How great is our God. Let's just worship together. How great is our God. We thank you, Lord, for the healing that you are giving right now. In the name of Jesus, we believe it. We praise you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. How great is our God. Hallelujah.
All the earth rejoice.
We rejoice, Lord.
All the earth rejoice.
Praise the name of the Lord.
He wraps himself in light, and darkness tries to hide. And trembles at his voice. Trembles at his voice. How great.
Great is our God, sung by Bethany Dillon. I'm going to pray again. I just feel it on my heart. Lord, in the name of Jesus, we bind the evil spirits and the plan that is circulating around the earth, that is attempting and trying to take over the earth and control and stamp on and defeat and overpower Christians. Lord, we just bind those evil spirits in the name of Jesus, and we loose the power of your angels on our behalf to fight and bind and shut down the evil plan that is trying to be enacted upon us as we speak. We bind it in the name of Jesus, and let the glory of God be revealed. We pray in the name of Jesus. Let people around the world see the reality and the power and the glory of you, Lord God. Lord, we pray right now for the hearings in Congress that are being heard now over the Benghazi incident. They're calling it Benghazi Gate. Lord, for we believe that there is great serious, what would be the word, infractions and violations, and a breach of confidence, Lord, in those of our leaders. We don't know all or who or what or where, Lord, but we just pray that the total truth will be revealed, that all will know who was culpable for what, who did and said what. Lord, you know we have our personal opinions, but Lord, you know every detail. You know every person who said what. And then if you will reveal it, Lord, if you want to reveal it, it will be. They will have no choice if it's something you want to be revealed, Lord. We pray for truth to prevail because we know that you are truth. And when truth is revealed, justice prevails. We pray for justice, Lord, for those who were murdered and killed, and then just poof, whisk off their sleeve like it didn't matter. Lord, we know those people, those Americans and others who died in that incident matter to you. It matters to those individuals who lost their lives, and it matters to all their family. It matters to us in America who care about our American family, Lord. And for a Secretary of State representing our government to say it doesn't matter anymore, or the Speaker for the White House to say that was a long time ago, brushing it off their shoulder and sleeve like it doesn't matter. Lord, we don't understand that. We don't believe that's right or justified to have those kinds of responses, that people in high office should have more professional and respectable answers, that yes, every American matters, and we should make and take all steps possible to protect any and all of our family wherever they are representing us around the world. Lord, we just pray that the truth will be revealed, that those who are chairing the meetings and those who are testifying, Lord, that you would protect them, keep them from all harm and danger, and bind the hands and the minds of those who would seek evil devices against them. Help them to be speechless when it's their turn to speak, and to be ineffective and not know quite how to respond. Help them to be astounded by what they are going to hear, and to be convinced that the truth needs to prevail. And we praise you for the answer, and thank you for it. In Jesus' name, amen. I'm going to read some more in chapter 6 of Revelation. I may not get through the whole chapter, but perhaps I can next week or next month when Nancy is back. In chapter 6, we're talking about the opening of the seals in order. containing a prophecy to the end of the world. Verse 1, and I saw when the Lamb opened one of the seals, and I heard, as it were, the noise of thunder, one of the four beasts or living creatures saying, come and see. And I saw, and behold, a white horse, and he that sat on him had a bow, and a crown was given unto him, and he went forth conquering and to conquer. And when he had opened the second seal, I heard the second beast say, come and see. And there went out another horse that was red, and power was given to him that sat therein to take peace from the earth, and that they should kill one another. And there was given unto him a great sword. Verse 5. And when he had opened the third seal, I heard the Lord, the third beast, say, come and see. And I beheld, and lo, a black horse. And he that sat on him had a pair of balances in his hand. So let's see, have we seen a white horse, a red horse, and now a black horse? Now some say those symbolically represent something, either a group of people or a country or something. The book is symbolic, so it likely does. Perhaps we'll see that revealed to us. Verse 6, and I heard a voice in the midst of the four beasts say, a measure of wheat for a penny, and three measures of barley for a penny. And see thou hurt not the oil and the wine. And when he had opened the fourth seal, I heard the voice of the fourth beast say, come and see. And I looked, and behold, a pale horse, and his name that sat on him was Death, and Hell, or Hades, followed with him, and power was given unto them over the fourth part of the earth to kill with sword and with hunger and with death and with the beast of the earth. Personally, I feel we're in that right now, the time of the pale horse, in which death and hell follows them. And this power is given to them only over a fourth of the earth, to kill with the sword and with hunger and death. So that will leave three-fourths of the earth not hugely destroyed by them. So far we have 1, the white horse, 2, the red horse, 3, the black horse, 4, the pale horse. 5 was coming up here in verse 9, and when he had opened the fifth seal, I saw under the altar the souls of them that were slain for the word of God and for the testimony which they held. And I think many of those, there are others, but many of those are taking place in this current time under this short time when the pale horse now has resurrected and is causing death over a fourth a part of the earth to kill with the sword. And personally, I believe this is the resurrection of the old Ottoman Empire that Obama has facilitated happening. So, although we don't know totally his motives and his reasons, it is apparently a fulfillment of Scripture. And verse 9, we just read about the souls of them he saw under the altar that were slain for the word of God and for the testimony which they held. And they cried with a loud voice, saying, how long, O Lord, Master, holy and true, dost thou not judge and avenge our blood on them that dwell on the earth? So those souls he saw under the altar were asking God, how long are you going to let these people keep killing and yet you not avenge our death and take care of them? And white robes were given unto every one of them. So they're going to have a special place and a special white robe. And it was said unto them that they should rest yet for a little season until their fellow servants also and their brethren that should be killed as they were should be fulfilled. And I beheld when he had opened the sixth seal, and lo, there was a great earthquake. I think that's probably the next big thing we're going to see. There will be other things, but the Bible here doesn't list every single thing that's going to occur. I think it gives the bigger, larger events kind of like hurdles or landmarks in which we can see the fulfillment of the scripture moving forward. And there was a great earthquake, and the sun became black as sackcloth of hair, and the moon became as blood, and the stars of heaven fell unto earth, even as a fig tree casteth her untimely unripe figs when she is shaken of a mighty wind. Now, we may have had that fulfilled already. I don't know, because we know we have had huge earthquakes, and we know that it was like stars fell out of heaven over in Russia unto the earth, and things were shaken of a mighty wind. So that part may have been fulfilled, but yet it may still be yet to come. It may be larger than those. And the heaven departed as a scroll, as when it rolled together, and every mountain and island were moved out of their places. I don't think we've seen that yet. We've seen some, but not every mountain and island. And the kings of the earth, and the great men, and the rich men, and the chief captains, and the mighty men, and every bondman, and every freeman, hid themselves in the dens and in the rocks of the mountains, and said to the mountains and rocks, fall on us and hide us from the face of him that sitteth on the throne and from the wrath of the Lamb. Now, you know that wouldn't be Christians praying that. So those are people who are not Christians, who are sinners. And they're praying that they will not see this face of him that sitteth on the throne and from the wrath of the Lamb. The Lamb is Jesus Christ. For the great day of his wrath is come, and who shall be able to stand? Well, we are approaching that, I am confident. I don't know how soon or when or exactly how that will occur, but I think we're going to be aware of when that occurs, and I believe it is coming soon. Why? Because much of the scripture we have read and studied is being fulfilled right before our very eyes. Interesting, isn't it? So are you a part of God's family? I'm sure you don't want to be there when the Lord God and the Lamb dispense his wrath upon evil and sinners. Their just due is going to come for all the evil they've done, for all the people they've killed, stabbed, cut off heads, cut off limbs, hung, killed in other ways. God is going to take care of them. God is going to make sure that their just due happens, and God will take vengeance upon the death of his children of God. Vengeance is mine, saith the Lord. And wow, when God does it, he does it so much better than any one of you or I could do, doesn't he? Well, we just praise the Lord for another time together tonight. And we are coming to the end of another wonderful time together in Bible study. What could be better than reading the Word of God? I just find it so alive and so fulfilling and encouraging, because even though some of the times are rough, we know that in the future, the time is going to be blessed, good, and wonderful. And we can look forward to that time when God will, through his righteous judgment, his fulfillment of the scriptures, as he has so ordained, according to his plan. Let's bow our heads together as we close tonight. Dear Heavenly Father, we're so grateful that we're in your family and that we have received the Lord Jesus as our Savior. Even though we are reading the Bible and understanding more, we still do not know every detail or everything that is yet to happen. And we don't understand everything, but we know as the time approaches, there will be greater understanding for all of us, and that more and more and more people will come to know the Lord as they begin to see his power revealed, and they are convinced that the reality of God is apparent, and they want to be believers in the Lord Jesus and a part of God's family. We pray for that great harvest. We know it is the time of the great harvest in the end times, in which you are wanting everyone to know about the choice they can make before it is too late, before the time of judgment. Lord, we just pray that you would convict the hearts of those who hear this and hear other messages of the Lord throughout the world, through TV and radio and internet, and from friends and family and churches, Lord, that you will stir the Spirit, Lord, that you will woo people of the world to you. Lord, that there will be a great and mighty revival in America. Lord, let it emanate from here, Lord, the country where 80-some percent of the people who live here are Christian and believe in God, Lord. Let the reality of God emanate from here. Bring forth the reapers of the harvest, Lord, that the work will be done according to your plan. And we believe it and thank you for it. In the precious name of Jesus, amen. Well, thank you for being with us again. We are available to you to listen any time of day or night, 24/7, at blogtalkradio.com/Diane-Linning. You can scroll down on the side and look at any of the archived lessons. All of the Wednesday lessons throughout 2012 and 2013 are English and another language. In the year 2012, they were the Book of John. In the year 2013, they are the Book of Revelation. Friday nights are the same, except it's English, mostly English, and some Swahili, which is an African language. And on Friday nights, we did the Book of John in 2012, but I think we started in April or May instead of January. And 2013, we are covering the Book of Revelation on Friday nights at a faster pace. So you have a very slow pace on Wednesday nights, a faster pace on Friday night. And on some Sunday nights, you can look in archives, you have praise and worship shows I've done for encouragement for you, in which you can hear scriptures from the Psalms that I read and songs that I sing and others sing, and just worship and praise the Lord together. It's important to take time to worship the Lord, and music can give you that opportunity to commune with the Lord on a higher level than perhaps you've ever communed with the Lord before. Thank you for being with us. This is your host, Diane Linning. We look forward to next time. And remember, God loves you and I do too. Praise the name of the Lord. See you next time. God bless. Bye-bye.